From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The space shuttle Discovery is set to lift off on Wednesday. The shuttle fleet is returning to the skies again for one basic reason, to finish the half-built International Space Station. Over the past 20 years, Congress has appropriated $35 billion for the space station, and that doesn't count billions more spent on shuttle flights. Yet for all this money and effort, NASA and Congress are still struggling to define a purpose for the orbiting lab. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
If you want to get a flavor of the unsettled nature of the space station, you don't need to look any farther than the name of an institute that's supposed to be designing some of the onboard experiments. Until recently, this center was known as the National Center for Microgravity Research, a good solid name for basic research projects. But that's not in vogue anymore.
Microgravity got to be a dirty word for some reason. It was not politically correct anymore.
Center Director Simon Ostrak did what anyone would do. He checked the new prevailing political winds and renamed his institute the National Center for Space Exploration Research. Ostrak has been bending with these winds for what seems like forever. He joined the space agency in 1944, before it was even called NASA. He's now a distinguished professor at Case Western Reserve University, where the center is based, in association with NASA's Glenn Research Center. This latest identity crisis was sparked by President Bush's decision last year to give NASA a new direction, one pointing toward exploring the moon, Mars, and beyond. Overnight, Ostrak says researchers hoping to use the station for basic research were suddenly out of luck.
And there was a whole community sitting here with peer-reviewed research to be done up there, and they've just been X'd out.
The station project itself could well have been abandoned altogether if not for the fact that Europe and Japan have invested billions of dollars in laboratory modules of their own. The U.S. is honoring its commitment to deliver those to orbit with the shuttle. And these days, the space station program is trying to convince the powers that be that it is still relevant to the U.S. space program. Reaching out for support on Capitol Hill, astronaut John Phillips made that point during a congressional hearing at which he spoke from orbit.
I'd like to emphasize that up here on the International Space Station, we are the experiment. Not only we, the crew, but the vehicle, the equipment on it, our operations concept, our mission control operations, and even our international partnership.
Even so, at this point, it's not clear NASA is committed to using the space station for long after it's finished. It may not make economic sense for an agency that has been told to spend its money putting a person back on the moon by 2020. But some in Congress who have the power of the purse strings are adamant about keeping the station going. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison, a Texas Republican, still envisions the station as a national lab in space.
I think it is important that we not just say this is a tool for the moon and Mars exploration-related research. I think the facility is capable of doing so much more for our nation and for the world.
Nobody has asked Ostrak, but he has a vision for using the space station as a lab to help exploration. Ostrak says if we really are going on to Mars, we need to develop a whole new host of technologies that will allow vital materials like air and water to be recycled. Those technologies are so far beyond what we can do today, they require some fundamental research.
If you're trying to do water purification, for example, there are many simple systems to do it on Earth, but when you go into space, all of those systems work in a very different way, and we don't really know how.
Ostrak is dismayed to find that NASA does not have a plan for the space station to do the basic research that will lead to those enabling technologies.
NASA is a mission-oriented agency, and its research should be directed to make those missions happen. And so the research has got to be directed and focused, and it's got to give specific answers in specific times.
Ostrak says NASA is apparently not pursuing that basic research because its current timetable simply doesn't allow it. The agency is trying to meet a political deadline, getting back to the moon in the next 15 years. So the marching orders have been to use as much off-the-shelf technology as possible to meet that deadline. Ostrak says that's madness.
As a citizen, I would say, why are we going to spend all this money to repeat a stunt to go back to the moon, you know, and stay there for 3 weeks or a month with bringing up our bottles of water and air and all that? So what? What is that doing in advancing anything? I wouldn't be for spending that kind of money. But if you're going to use the moon as a test bed for closed-loop life support systems, that has tremendous value, in my judgment.
Ostrak does at least get sympathy from space station officials at NASA.
It's a tough spot.
Don Thomas is responsible for coordinating research on board the space station. He says it's not really possible to devise a research plan to support exploration because NASA hasn't yet defined its exploration plans.
And then once we scope that out, that'll allow us better to really identify the key technologies that we need and where the holes are right now.
NASA is working on those plans, and it is also, once again, reviewing the space station program. They hope, at last, to define a purpose for the most expensive and elaborate piece of space hardware ever assembled. Richard Harris, NPR News.